tonight. On the Sister Sister Chat, coming to chat with us sisters is our musical guest, presenting the one, the only, Somebody Tell Joe. And hello, 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 everybody. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sister Sister Chat. So yes, you heard it right. The men's is in the Sister Sister Chat house. How can you tell? Because the systems are on lock. Everything that wants to go, everything that wants to stream and try to go is like, oh my goodness. Did you say that men's is in the house? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the men's is in the house. And they are ready. So you guys get ready for the experience of the evening because the men's are here and they're called. Somebody tell Joe. Now, somebody tell Joe what? I don't know. But the first experience that I heard, it was because they said, tell Joe that daddy's home. Can we talk about daddy? Hold on, y'all. Get ready, because here is Somebody Tell Joe.
We'll be right back.
Wow, if that didn't get you, I don't know what will. It's just something about the live music that just takes you on a journey. Do you agree? Well, I say the journey begins now and the experience begins here. So listen, we're streaming now, right now, live on all musical platforms. You can find us on all our YouTube stations. You can even go to the.com, tkbsdsproductions.com, right here on our Facebook. But I need you to do me a favor. And the favor is, I need you to share the live and share the love, because there are some entertainers in the house that we need to share some love on, as well as them love up on us. Because after all, they did say daddy's home. So why don't we just bring the daddies in? Don't you say? Everybody, welcoming to the Sister Chat, or Somebody Tell Joe. Hey, guys.
Hey,
Hello,
hello, how are
Sean. How are
you?
you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Real good.
Doing all
Feeling good
right.
and
Doing
feeling
all right.
happy. Yeah.
Glad to be
My goodness, y'all got the house nice and warm for us.
here.
My goodness. So again, welcome to the Sister Chat. We are so happy to have you here with us tonight. Normally, we would have our other sister host with us, but she's on the road traveling right now.
You
And
understand?
you know how entertainers do.
Uh-huh.
So we have things that we must do. But since we are here, how about we just chat it up, don't we say?
All Yes. right. Good idea.
Oh, why don't you just introduce yourself to everybody, let everybody know who are who's somebody? Who is Joe? Which one? Who's Joe?
Okay, we're all Joe, but on the right, this is Mike Quaz,
How are you doing?
and this is Phil Lightfoot,
Hello.
and I'm Lewis Taylor. Here, somebody tell Joe.
Okay, so I've been dying to ask the question, because when I heard you guys were coming, I said, okay, I have one question I need to know. How did you come up with the name Somebody Tell Joe?
One of the earlier manifestations of the band, we had a percussionist named Joe. And whenever we'd have a gig, whether it be in the United States or anywhere in the world, we get the itinerary from the tour manager or for rehearsal, but Joe didn't have email. And he didn't have all the normal communications of the 21st century. So we'd have to call him. So after a while, at the end of each email, it was somebody tell
Tell
Joe.
Joe. Right. That
They
happened
get
most every rehearsal.
Right.
And
So wait.
but he did, let me ask you, so he loved to eat. I don't know if you can see that, but that's Joe, and he loved to eat. He
Well, who don't love to eat? But you know what's even funny? What's even funny was when we was creating the promo we was gonna say was somebody tell Joe, but no, what it was, I think it was so ladies and gentlemen, somebody tell Joe is coming on, and don't forget, go tell Joe. But I was like, I don't know if that's true, but now
Exactly.
I should have went with my gut. I should have went with my gut,
Yeah.
because Joe is not here, so we should have told you.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness! But I'm so glad that you all are here, and we're gonna have a good time tonight. And interesting how we all come up with our names. So now you know what I got to know. I must know. How did you come up with Daddy's Home? Now, when I heard Daddy's Home, I was ready to go. Daddy's Home. I was ready, right? And I
Exactly.
heard that dirt, dirt, dirt. I said, wait a minute.
Exactly. But
That's not my daddy.
how did we come up with that with the name? I remember we wrote the songs.
Stacy came up with the
Stacy
baseline.
came Stacy
He had
came
the
up with a
name too.
baseline.
He had the name, right?
And I remember I was messing around with some chord changes. Phil came up with a part of a nut, but I don't part of the melody on the bridge, but I don't remember how we actually came up with the name of the song. How did we come up with the name of the song?
I think we thought it would be a good children's song.
Daddy's home. That
So let me find out you're the comedian in the house. Let
actually
me find out you're the comedian in the house.
We sent it to Sesame Street.
Yeah,
right there.
they said no, we don't want it.
But you know what? That was a good one, because when you think about the love of, okay, so I'm a music lover. I love music. Like music. Everything is music for me. I go to sleep saying I need to go to sleep, and it's a song. Right. I need to go to sleep. Like, you know, it's time to get up. I got to sing. It's time to get up, you know? So everything is a song. So when you hear the song, Daddy's Home, and then you hear that bass line kick it, it's like, oh, yeah, baby, Daddy's home. Yeah, so well, I can get it.
Yeah, that's where the bass player came up with that. He actually came up with the name. Mm-hmm. And he was right along the same page that you were coming from.
Right.
Because the bass line was so well established and so funky. Until he turned around and he said, well, you know, this is just like me, you know, like, you know, we're bringing this joint home, you know. So he was like, yeah, this is just how it is when you come home, you know. All right,
it's
yo,
home. It's here. It's
where Daddy's home. Okay, yep. Daddy's home. Let's get it popping, you know.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, exactly.
And y'all did too. I gotta say, I must admit, you did pop. It did pop. That's why when we started the show, I was like, okay, do I want to start with the video? I'm like, yeah, we're gonna start with the video because I need the ladies to know that not only are the men's in the house, but Daddy's home, y'all.
We wanted to make sure that, you know.
And Swoop is in the house, and Swoop said that he believes you guys are awesome.
Thank you, brother.
So listen, if you got Swoop attention, then you must really be doing something because Swoop likes to cook.
Right?
So Joe likes to eat. Swoop likes to cook.
Yeah.
So you got a nice little connection right there.
All right.
And Swoop said he was going to be back because he needed to cook. He said, I'll be right back because I got to start dinner. But it looked like he got back here faster than I thought.
Okay.
So that must mean y'all really doing some stuff for him.
What's he cooking tonight?
Said, oh, yeah, Swoop, you got to put down there what you're cooking, bro.
Right.
You need to know what you're cooking. But he's always cooking something. So he said he has a question for the band.
The question is,
what are some of your musical influences and what made you want to jam together? So Swoop obviously wants to be the other guest host tonight, I see. So go ahead. Let's see.
Food, you know.
Right. Well, all right. Let me see. So I'll tell you my musical influences and Mike will tell you how the band actually got together. Well, my influences are obviously all the major saxophone players. Anybody that's come from Philadelphia, you know, anybody from Grover to Charlie Parker to John Coltrane. And yes, Charlie Parker did have an apartment here in Philadelphia for a very small amount of time. Most people don't know that.
I lived here for a little bit.
But yeah, but I mean, I would say pretty much all of any saxophonist that's has any income of success, I've listened to them and they had a major influence on my playing. Jazz, commercial, whatever, I like it all. That's me. What do you say, Phil?
I have a very, very wide scope of influences. I have a very deep classical background. And one of probably my favorite album has no drums on it. It's called The Rite of Strings. And it's Stanley Clark playing upright, Jean-Luc Ponty, and Al Di Meola. So I love harmonic, lush things. And so I try to play, sometimes I overdo it, my drums that way, as a musical note sounding instrument, as well as rhythmic. So it's hard to find a balance because of that influence. But moving on forward, Weather Report, dear friend of mine was their drummer, and he actually is probably one of my best friends. Return to Forever, all those early fusion bands. And then I go all the way up to Mary J. Blige. I love her stuff. I love Vanessa Williams, her ballads. It's everything. Anything good. Anything that touches the soul.
There you go.
Country. Even I listen to some country stuff. I'm like, wow, what a story, you know, and that touches me. So anything good is what influences me.
Okay.
And I would say, you know, early on, of course, Herbie Hancock, McCoy Tyner, some Chick Corea, Miles, Grover was a big influence. And I think we'll get kind of tying into the band and everything. It's like there's a Philly story to this whole thing. And for me, some of my biggest influences were when I started playing in Philly with people like Monette Sudler, Cedric Napoleon, A Pieces of a Dream, and and Grover Washington Jr. And I kind of came up being raised in that scene, like Morgan's on Price Street, for some of you may remember that club.
Yeah,
Toro's on Stenton Avenue back in the day. But it's kind of that soulful jazz type thing. So
you have a degree too, right?
Yeah, well, I got my jazz degree at Temple. And today, one of the things that reinvigorated me was listening to artists like Corey Henry and Butcher Brown, and just it made me realize that, you know, creatively there was kind of a rejuvenation of music in the 2000s. Mm. And I'd say that was, among other things, that was kind of one of the manifestations that got us back together. On a creative tip, is we are listening, saying, "Hey, there's some stuff out here. We can have a voice in this."
Absolutely,
For sure, definitely. You guys named some heavy hitters. Like, you even hit up on one of my favorite, Johnny Coltrane, is the reason why I breathe.
Yeah. Oh man,
Johnny Coltrane said, "We was just jamming. You guys put us in a box."
Well, you know, here's the thing. People don't realize what a rich history, jazz history that Philadelphia plays in jazz. I mean, this is important to me in terms of development of players, man, as anybody from New Orleans, Chicago. And you got to realize, you know, there's an apartment building that's right there. It's still in existence today, right on Broad and Girard. That apartment building, when it was new, was called the Flamingo.
That's right.
And you had a lot of jazz artists that lived there. Miles Davis had an apartment there. Pearl Bailey, Billie Holiday. So that was like a hodgepodge apartment building, like what we would consider like a high-end condo now. Mm-hmm. And all those people used to live there. They all had apartments there at one point. And Charlie Parker as well. Mm-hmm. So that's how I kind of knew that, yeah.
So this you really did your homework. See, you could tell when you really enjoy what you love and what you do, because you want to know as much as you can.
You know,
it's not like I was talking to one of my favorite musicians, Mr. Doc Flowers, and he's a teacher as well as a guitar player.
Right.
Phenomenal guitar player. And we were talking about the difference of how people want to learn music today and the history of music. Some of them just want to learn how to play, like how we do the 12 months, you got your degree in school, the high techs, versus going to college where you put in the years. Mm. And what you just did is you basically said you put in the time to get to know where your craft came from, what you're doing with your craft, and this is what it feels like and why you're in love with it. And like the bass, like the drum said, you know, when you got your chords and everything, that touches the soul. And if it doesn't touch your soul and don't grab you first, that's when you lose. But when it can grab you and hit your soul, you got a soul glow right there.
Well, Duke put it best. It correlates to exactly what we're both saying. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Hello. And talking about the Duke, today is the Duke's birthday. Have a happy heavenly birthday. And I would be remiss if I did not, no shade to you guys. I like you guys too. I really do. But today is Phil Perry's birthday. So hello. Ooh. Happy birthday, Phil. Now, that's what I'm going to need y'all to do for me. I'm not going to have to do that Phil Perry's version of, let me see. Because, you know, after all, he did take it from Patty. If only you knew.
Oh,
but I think you guys can actually do an instrumental to that.
All right.
I can see y'all doing that. Y'all accept that challenge?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we can do that.
Now, remember, I have y'all live. Y'all are recorded. You can be heard everywhere. I will remind you that you owe me an instrumental.
Okay. I'll plead the fizzle.
No, we got you.
It's nothing like a saxophone player that's going to tell you, "Oh, I can get sexy with it."
Yeah, we can get all up in it. You know,
I bet you can. The saxophone, I'm telling you. I mean, I love every instrument. I have a thing for brass. It's just something about brass. I mean, I don't know if it's my spiritual realm. I don't know if it has something to do with the fact that, you know, our heritage brings the beat of the bass of the horn that just vibrates the soul. But it's just something about the brass section.
I mean, you know,
whenever the band came, you had the band and then you had the classics, right? You had the violinist, the orchestra, and then you had the band. The orchestra, we all was sitting in the auditorium like this. But the minute the band came, we all was like, you know.
Why do you think marching bands are so popular?
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Especially that. That's a weird life. You know what I mean?
And you thought it was because of the drummer.
Well, it is. A lot of it is drums.
If it wasn't for us, they'd be walking into the stands and chanting. You got to know how to keep it right. You know, keep that time going.
I'm sorry. I'm a drummer. So
there you go, right?
Back me up.
Sheila E was the reason why I wanted to play the drums.
That drum line, that movie Drum Line was no joke. They were lying about that.
Honey, okay.
They were lying about this. As serious as that. Yeah.
It really is. And a lot of people don't know that. So how many years have you guys been playing?
Well, all my life, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I've started playing since I was in elementary school.
Okay.
A friend of mine, I was just talking to a good friend of mine, a sax player named Stacy Harkle. Stacy and his sister Monique and all of them. And Stacy and I started playing roughly about the same time. We started at Anderson Elementary with Joseph Soprani. And that's how I was just reminiscing with him about that online then. But the funny thing about it is Mike and I met in college. Mike was going to Temple University at the same time that I was going to University of the Arts. So we would meet up and sort of like meet up at jam sessions. That, you know, that was a thing back in the days. You know, it's like 1,000 jam sessions all around. So I think I met Mike at a couple of jam sessions. And we got to be friends. We kind of hit it off then. Mm-hmm. But never ended up realizing that many years later, like right after we left school, we would end up, like one of our first jobs was Atlantic City with the group called with a young lady by the name of Arvis Smith. Mm-hmm. She had a band called.
It was just Arvis, I think.
No. It was first. It was Fire and Desire.
And then it was something else. Right?
Arvis's. Arvis and Desire.
That sounds about right.
She had a band named after her.
But that's. That's to me, I'm like,
how you say it? You said, look, let's just sum it up. Her name was in the band.
That's to me, I'm like,
what he's talking about earlier. This is what happened. Now, next thing you know, we're going to be talking about the moon.
But let me tell you, it's funny, right? But me and Mike got to be tight, right? And we would take these long, and every day at the time, it was entertainment in Atlantic City, six, 7 nights a week. So 6 nights a week, and it would go all day long to wee hours in the morning, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, be like the last group. It was constant. And me and Mike landed a job together, and we were riding. We would carpool.
Six nights a week.
We would carpool back and forth from Philadelphia to Atlantic City. And the stories, the conversations that we had in the car.
We really bonded, man.
And I think that's what did it. And we never realized, you know, years later, we would, you know.
And, you know, just to kind of piggyback on that. So Lewis and I sort of lost contact for a little bit. You did the Emerald Show. You were doing your thing, right?
TV show for a while. Yeah.
I met Phil and started working with Kathy Sledge, Sister Sledge. And that's how we met. And we played together. We've been playing together for like 15, 20 years now. So, and I remember Lewis and I reconnected. We did a gig in Philly with a horn section. Lewis, you were part of the horn section with Kathy.
Yeah.
And Lewis took a solo. And I thought to myself, it's been a long time since I really got excited playing under a solo. And I said to myself, someday I got to play with Lewis again. And that was always in my mind.
Are we having a moment right now? did you know that? Like, did you know that? That he really felt like that?
Phil started crying. He said,
"I gotta go. I gotta go."
Oh, so wait a minute. How many years have you guys been playing together as a group?
Not long.
It's been Phil and I part of the group, we've been together for 15 or so years. Okay. As this manifestation, creatively, it's been, we started before the pandemic. We started recording, we started rehearsing with a kind of a mission of kind of getting back to who we are creatively. Okay. And then, of course, you know, we started recording, we had our first gig lined up, and then, COVID hit. And we were all shut down. We didn't really see each other for a couple of months, you know, when we were all isolated.
Well, that's not totally true, because I was just going to inject that whole album was made during COVID. And that's
right. The album, we started a little before COVID broke, but we wound up recording the album during COVID. But, you know, there was a couple of months where we couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And then we pieced it together, masks. And once we got the okay to leave the house, we started putting it together. We started rehearsing, and we completed the album during COVID.
Well, that's what boggles my mind. I'm very proud of this record. And what boggles my mind is the way that it was recorded. You know, we had to go through a lot of experimental hoops, particularly making videos, all the way down to myself setting up a green screen at home, recording myself with my phone, sending it to Mike.
Yes, you did.
He sends his to Mike, and we have the software. This is the software guy here, the genius, and it all locks up. But the bottom line is that I have memories of, like, I live far away, so I would take the train in on some days. It's cold.
Yeah.
It's COVID. No one's on the train. You know, I'm wearing this mask. Right. I get here. We play. We're a little cautious, you know. And, but look what we came out with.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And, you know, I believe a lot of us were ignited, if that's a good word to use, due to this situation, because we found out what we were told we couldn't do. And like, who would have known before? It was like you only could get one or two, three songs out of your whole album that marketing would tell you that you can market it. But now you could put the whole album out and we decide.
Yeah.
You know, and that takes the power back. So I applaud y'all for finding out how to put it together. Because, you know, once you get it, it's like, we got it. That's it. And one thing we all know about Philadelphia, once we get it, that's it. We in. We going.
Friends of life.
You know, like I said, no shade to no other state. But look, I'm just saying, when they want the real deal, where they come?
Yeah. Philly. Oh, yeah, Philly. You think about it, Philadelphia musicians are almost on all the major gigs around the country. Somebody from Philly, they got some ties here or something.
Well,
that's so true. We have some people that we want to welcome in on the guest. I'm going to go ahead and answer your question. You asked, what was he cooking? And he said that he was cooking the classic spaghetti.
Okay.
Everybody that knows Swoop knows that his spaghetti is nothing classic about his spaghetti. His spaghetti is awesome. He's been getting me to get under his table and take my shoes off and eat my spaghetti for the last couple of months. And I'm like, I will probably never leave. So I'm not walking in with you, Swoop.
Right, I got you.
That's fine.
I got you.
Yes. He said I'm making him classic spaghetti with a Coast Garden salad.
He's a good chef too, especially
with homemade baked bread. And did y'all want to come for dinner?
but of course, no problem.
We'll bring the wine.
I worked for the Food Network for 8 years, man. So trust me, I've seen it all.
Yes, and when I tell you, he gets it cooking in, he gets it in. He really does. I can't tell you it's a time where I don't hear him cooking or doing something with cooking. And he also stated that he's very familiar with the people that you were aware of and that you know. He said he was very good friends. Also, he's a Temple alumni, so there you go. And also, who walked in the house with Miss Doris Hall James, and she gives her warm greetings this evening. So yes, and you also had John Crawler that said hello, family.
Yeah, what's up, baby? That's my man, John Crawler.
So yes, everyone is home and everyone is in the house because somebody tell Joe is sitting on the sister chat. So go and tell somebody and don't forget, go tell Joe too, okay?
That's right. Can't forget it.
It ain't gonna matter.
So we're gonna be right back. We're gonna take a brief, very, very brief commercial and we'll be right back. Don't y'all go nowhere because Joe still got some more to tell us. They gotta tell us about that album and where they're going to be at next. So you stay right there. We be right back.
I feel like busting loose. Busting loose. I said, Shala, come on. Y'all said,
come on now.
I said, Shala, get it. Y'all said,
and now, a word from our proud sponsors. Cosmos Radio Network of the UK, proud sponsors for the Tri-City Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, and the Princess Lovely. The international radio station that's playing music that's out of this world. May your 2022 be filled with nothing more than surprises. Something unique, representing purpose rightfully in solar energy. So yes, surprise, surprise, surprise. We have the men up in the sister chat. Y'all getting to understand. I kept telling y'all things was going to be big. Things was going to be brighter. Things was going to be huge. And it don't get no huger than these guys right here with Somebody Tell Joe. So you just told us, which is a flag on the field. And all of you who watch the sister chat, y'all know what that means. The flag on the field means when I was talking to these guys ain't tell me they had an album. But I did know, but they didn't tell me because, you know, I'm the greatest detective there is. I'm going to find it. You ain't got to send it to me. I'm going to find it. So tell us about this album.
All right. Why don't you start, Mike?
Me? Oh, Mike.
You can start. Either way.
Me?
You're wearing the shirt.
Well, we played songs. We recorded songs. See, we're really ready for this part. Okay. So, he played drums. No, basically, I'll say this. It really is a creative manifestation of different influences. All based on groove. We're kind of calling it, in a sense, it's like our Philly funk. But it goes from anything from like more of your smoother, like more accessible things with melodies and things like that, to a little bit more progressive, like Weather Report, to things that are a little bit, you know, funkier and a little grittier.
Or downright obscure to the ear.
I love that. Say it again. Downright what?
Obscure. It's some of the stuff is within the normal 12-tone row of tones, and some things are a little bit outside of it. So, you know, we do experiment. So it is a testament of our ability, because we go from one end of the spectrum to the next, just like you said. So yeah, you can hear us doing some more of the smoother sounds or easier. Listening some things that may be more digestible to the novice musical palate, to put it simple, you know, for lack of better terminology. And then we have some things that are a lot more sophisticated, a lot more intricate for some people who are listening on more of an academic level.
Right,
so we try to cover all bounds. Now, it's not like we're sitting here thinking to ourselves, oh boy, we got to get something to cover this realm. No, it's not like that. Mm-hmm. It's a natural culmination of all of our musical experiences and spirits intertwining.
Yeah,
if I can say it.
Well, yeah, excuse me one second, and the musicians that are tuned in will probably relate to this. He said, "We outside of the 12-tone realm, I ain't really hearing no quarter tones happening and nothing, no sitar or nothing like that."
You certainly haven't heard a couple of the mistaken bending notes that I've heard.
Known as
squeaks and mistakes. All those are quarter tones.
Okay, I got it now. I'm clear.
And better yet, those are all just jokes.
I'll say this. What we really tried to do is paint a landscape of we have a lot of similar influences, and we have there's a lot that we have that is similar in our approaches to music, but we also have very individual personalities and individual strands of DNA that come out in our playing. Like Stacy is, you know, he is kind of our precision R&B bass player with that nasty funk. I mean, he came up with Daddy's Home, right?
Yeah.
So, and Phil is coming, you know, he's got the groove down, but he's coming from a progressive fusion background and a classical background. And Lewis and I, and we have that R&B background at the same time, but we're coming from a straight, in a sense, we've been educated and schooled on straight ahead jazz.
And classical.
And classical as well.
Straight ahead, yeah.
So I'd say collectively our mission was to make the center of our sound accessible to most people, but yet not being put in a commercial box,
right,
where we can stretch this way and we can stretch that way.
That's the perfect word to use. And it also explains, based off of you explaining earlier, your inspiration.
Yeah.
So like you said, you've been inspired by people who believed in playing for the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we can't overlook one thing for me. What you asked earlier, what inspired us, and inspiration is dynamic. It's not static.
Mm-hmm.
It changes. Mm-hmm. So of late, what has been a great influence creatively on me has been these guys, and they're doing some amazing writing. I'm a writer as well, but I don't write like them. I write more kind of, my wife's a singer, right? I write pop stuff. But what I do have, what I do feel good about is I feel that I am composing as well. So if you listen to the drum tracks with the music, they in themselves, to me, my attempt was to make them a composition that fits in with these guys' writing, which is dynamic. So that in itself is a current inspiration.
Yeah.
And you pile that up with all the past influences, the Weather Report, mm-hmm. and Dexter Wanzel and Herbie, you know, and now these guys.
Yeah.
You know, I love the way you guys not only work together, you mesh together, excuse me, but the way you complement each other mentally as well as musically. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times in groups, you run against the egos. Who's the main guy? Who's the big guy? Well, this is the person that does everything. You guys is what Lovely would call. DJ Lovely would say, you guys is what we call either I'll take from Swoop since he's eating spaghetti. Y'all like Pregu. It's all in there. But as Lovely would say, you have come together collectively and you have created this flavorful musical lullaby that could fit anybody.
That's nice.
So it's not just one individual person. You just come out and hit everybody. You can just hit a button of everything, and because of that, you can't be boxed in. As much as they would like you to be, they can never box you in, because you're going to find a way that you're going to hit and entertain everybody, and you're going to use your talent to collaborate together to make this musical blend that's just going to be so flavorful that everybody's going to want to drink from it. That's what Lovely would say.
Well,
if Lovely was here. But since Lovely is not here, you're going to have to take it from Shauna telling you what Lovely was.
That's perfect. Well, you're lovely, Shauna. So it all works out.
It works out, yes.
But I mean, I love it. And that explains why you guys what worked out to be as fabulous as you two are together. The three, five, six of you guys, right?
It's actually four. It's actually four. We're missing Stacy McGee, our bass player. He had another obligation, which happens as, you know, professional musicians.
Right, right.
You have other obligations, mm-hmm. and they, you know.
It's got work. It's called work.
It's called work, right.
Yeah. Stacey McGee, he's a bad man. He gets around.
Yeah,
he gets around. I believe
we've also.
I just recently heard that he's going to be doing the open mic now at the Platinum Grill.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's right.
So, yeah, I mean. And also, just to bring another AC celebrity in the house, Miss Angela Burton, the queen. I call her the queen.
All right.
AC, Miss Angela Burton is in the house, and she says congratulations to you all.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you.
Yes. And you know, and not only that, you're kind of giving people the option and being introduced into something new.
That's right.
because you know you have some people that don't really watch classic or listen to classic, but because they heard your previous track and it rolls into the next one, you kind of give them that aha moment, or you give them that turn the head moment, like, oh, what's that?
Right, exactly.
Oh yeah. I like that. Y'all some salesmen. Did y'all used to sell? Y'all was in marketing. Let me find out. Man, that's just that in. Ain't mine out. Y'all was, yeah, that's just that in. Okay. And you know, that's right there. You can't be born with that right there. But no, you can be born with it.
right.
But you know, it's somebody's DNA got something up in there. I'm just saying. My DNAs. I understand you guys have an upcoming gig coming too, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So where can they find you guys? What's getting ready to happen with Somebody Tell Joe?
Well, Somebody Tell Joe is actually, we're going to be playing tomorrow night. That is January 13th at the new jazz place, the new jazz club called Illusions Jazz Jazz Spot. And as a matter of fact, it's located on Baltimore Pike, right in Clifton Heights, but kind of like right on the verge of, right on the edge of Clifton Heights, and into the verge of Springfield.
Right. It's easy to Google. It's really easy.
Right.
Yeah, don't hold me to this. 903.
So, if anybody's like me, and you guys do the landmark thing, if y'all all know where Red Lobster is, on Baltimore Pike, it's down the street from Red Lobster.
There you go.
Oh, hey, Charlotte, how about this one? Remember next door used to be an aha?
Yes, it did.
That's exactly where it's next.
I saw that.
And for all of you Arby fans, Arby's is still there. The only Arby in the area.
Arby's is still there. Yeah.
And for some of you who used to be closed people, yeah. It used to be right across the street from Burlington Coat Factory, which just happened to not be there now. But they just created a Wawa there. Wawa is everywhere.
And Wawa is, you are not lying. You can get a Wawa sandwich anywhere, man.
I love Wawa.
Yes. Yes. And then they had the little putt-putt that's in the back, all the way in the back. My plan of fitness. Yeah. So I'm letting all of you guys know who would like to come and see Somebody Tell Joe that you can't miss the place, because I already told you all the places that y'all may be familiar with. And there's a Denny's down there too. And there's a Miller's up there too. Need I keep going? I'm just saying. Maybe y'all may want to go shopping prior to. Acme's across the street. I'm just saying.
I need a cook.
That's okay. They could buy some of our memorabilia. You know what I mean?
I need a
cook. Yeah. And guess what? If you don't want to do that, that's right. Go to Boston Market right across the street. But whatever you do, don't forget to stop in to Club Illusions, because that's where Somebody Tell Joe's going to be at. So this is your first gig since COVID, or?
Well, we were out of the country. We had a few things out of the country, but this is our first, you know, local jazz gig here in Philly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's somebody's neck of the woods.
Right.
What's your neck of the woods?
So that's where Swoop live at. Swoop lives in that area. Oh. So he knows to be there tomorrow night.
With some spaghetti. Right. With spaghetti.
And then here's tomorrow the thing. Night.
The chef, is that the chef?
Yeah.
With don't come without the spaghetti. No.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, you got to pack them some spaghetti when you come. Don't forget, Swoop. They looking for that spaghetti. Yes, the Delco area. So it's right in, if you're familiar with Delco, Clifton Heights, and Springfield, that's where you can find jazz on the pipe. So guys, we'll be right back. We gotta take another brief commercial break, because you know these guys have been talking to us, so we gotta give them just a little bit of a moment, even though they use their fingers. And then when we come back, I have another surprise for you. Excellent. I told you, 2022 is about surprises, baby. Who knew that the Miz was going to be in the house? I knew, but y'all didn't know. But did y'all tell Joe? did y'all tell Joe?
Somebody told Joe.
Okay. Well, we're going to make sure we tell everybody else. Somebody Tell Joe's right here on the Sister Chat. So make sure that you are sharing this. Share the love, share the live, so you guys can find out what's going on and what's new with these two right here. This group right here, I'm just trying to tell you something. If you thought Daddy's Home was deep, wait till you see how they say good morning. Ooh, yeah, that part. So we'll be right back, y'all. Stay right there. Don't move. Stay right there.
Good morning.
Jazz on the Pipe. Illusion. 403 West Baltimore Pike, Clifton Heights, PA 19018. Reservations are recommended. Hosted by Andrea M. Jackson. How do you cross the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean without a boat? You do it right here with a moment, a jazzy moment, with Lovely on Cosmos Radio Network. So, yes, don't forget, you guys can listen to Cosmos Radio in the UK, where Lovely plays on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays consistently between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. And they also play music such as Somebody Tell Joe. So, as I just came through, I did inform you. I had a surprise for you, right?
Yes,
so if you loved, and I mean loved, the way Daddy kicked in the door and said, I'm home, wait till you hear how they say, good morning. Yeah. Good morning. told you guys, that's how you say good morning. And if you say good morning to me like that, oh yeah, I'm skipping. I'm skipping. That's a good way to say good morning. Sound like the birds are chirping and the trees is waving. It's a nice, not too hot, not too cold, nice breezy day where you can just, you know, in the car, just riding, admiring the sights of Fairmount Park on whatever side of the River Drive you on. Am I in that corner somewhere?
Yeah.
That's one of those. I need to take a ride in the morning, the brisk early morning. Ain't nobody on the expressway but me, the car, and the music.
That, you know, Shauna, that was actually the inspiration of one of our songs on the CD, the song High Low. Mm.
Talk about the drive.
The song High Low was an inspiration of Philadelphia and that drive. That was one, because I remember many years before they started blocking it off, it was very open. It's a little bit more open than what it is now. And I was driving, man, and I had my tops down in my car, you know, and the beginning of that song actually came to me during that drive going around East River Drive, believe it or not. Yeah.
Let me find out we was on a drive together and we both was having a moment.
That's inspiration of one of our songs. Yeah.
You know, it really is, because you know, whenever I'm in a mode, whatever the mode could be, sometimes I find myself by the water or on the drive or taking a drive.
That's
like the best time. I guess, is that a Philly thing?
It is. It really is, because it has a common effect. I mean, like that's the one place out of the entire city that you can honestly go on a beautiful sunny day and just sit there, and it's just like you can feel, you know, just watch the water.
Yeah, and it's that combination of the water and the trees, and then if you're on the road, the bend of the road.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man.
You know,
a few sandwiches and you know, a little picnic, man, and sitting out there and just relaxing. You know,
just relax. Just relax. Yeah. Nothing else.
Yeah.
And you know, I also found it to be a place of comfort when I'm disturbed.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Like at nighttime, I'll go and I remember one time I was really, it was a daybreak moment. And one time I had a nighttime experience.
Yeah.
And when I was there, the nighttime experience, I remember the bar was coming through. Mm-hmm. And, when I looked at it, I forgot what I was going through and the perspective of the waves.
Yeah.
Through a settled river.
Yeah.
And how the waves just started rippling as the bar was going through it. But then after they got through it, it was calm again.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I hear you. I get it. Yeah. So it's letting me know, okay, there's some trash coming through your life right now. It's okay. Right. It's going to get through. It's going to get rough. It's going to get big and huge.
Right.
But at the end, there's going to be an end, and it's going to be peace again. But just get through this part.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It may be slow.
That's a testament of how beautiful Fairmount Park is in that area. I mean, think about it. You know, here we are in 2020 and 2022 enjoying these experiences. And just think, maybe 3, maybe 4, maybe 500 years ago, somebody just like us was sitting right there doing the same thing.
Same thing.
Long before cars, long before any traffic, they were just that river and that scene was there. That's how long it's been there.
Really funny, because I remember my first River Drive experience was at that time we used to have the benches out there and we could go to Kelly's, the pool there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I remember we used to have the red and white picket table, picket cloth with the basket.
Yeah.
And we'd sit there listening to the OJs.
Yeah. Or whoever. Right. Right.
That was my first, and I remember it so vividly to the point I remember how it made me feel. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to always have that moment. And every time I heard that song, it took me to that moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's interesting, because what you just said kind of answered your question earlier, how the Good Morning song actually takes you on a journey. And what other medium can do that? A picture can, but music, but it may take you there in a stationary way, whereas music takes you, guides you through a whole, you said, like a peaceful day, then it gets better, blah, blah, blah. What'd you say, the OJs take you to a certain time, which was music. Yeah. And many compositions have created some chaos, you know, Stravinsky in the 1800s with the Rite of Spring caused riots. Right. It's just music is that just so powerful, and it 12 notes.
Yeah, 12 notes.
All in 12 notes.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny how you said those 12 notes and putting the spiritual rim to that.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It's the truth.
It was 12 disciples.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to go to church on nobody. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying.
But no, it's not even going to church. It's backed up scientifically. I mean, if you've ever taken a physics course, I mean, one of the things you learn is you learn about sound, and sound is part of physics.
And the Bible, make a joyful noise. The first instrument in the Bible was cymbals. That's why I'm a drummer.
All right. And what do you say? Get the horns ready with the Levites because the horn is going to sound. Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying. I know that's what my pastor said. And everybody know when I mention my pastor, y'all know who he is from the audience. You know, James Moore Sr., the Second Mile Zion Baptist Church at 38th. Yeah, him. That's what he would say. I love the way he would say it. He says, and he will part the sea and the clouds. He would use them as horns and as horses. And he said he didn't even tell him, sound the alarm. I'm like, go ahead, Pastor. Tell him to sound it.
Trumpet sound, right? Let the trumpet sound, right?
Check this out. I have met people who have no music in their lives. And I feel bad for them because it just means so much to me and you and so many other music lovers. Can you imagine never listening to music? And there are people who are have deprived themselves of that.
Yes.
People working steadily against music and trying to disenfranchise the arts. I mean, that's another reason why we're doing this is to inspire some young folks into the arts, because there's so many things that are working against the arts and so many things that are just working against trying to disenfranchise artists in general, be it visual, musical, or whatever the case is. You know, I'm gonna tell you, business has its advantages, but once you started having mostly business people run the arts, man, it has a tremendously devastating effect on the quality of on the artistic quality that we're exposed to. A lot of it. It's sad because art never stops progressing. It keeps going on. But
it might be underground instead of
what you're exposed to and what you hear are two different things, because you know the powers that be, business folks involved in it, messing it up, you know, the arts up for what they do. Yeah, it is what it is, but that's what happens. So we have to be conscious of that.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely. You know, people forget the power of music. I always remind people that, remember, your ears are antennas.
Yeah. And
what you hear affects how you move.
Right.
Depending on your movement of what you hear.
Yeah.
That's why I could say music will calm the savage beast, but it will also rear up the beast as well. So that's why you have to be careful what goes in your ear.
Right, right. And that's why platforms like what you're doing, Sean, are so important. Because you know you don't have enough people just like really trying to expose and trying to promote the creative aspects of music and local music too, and local musicians that are probably doing the same things as anybody else doing, but they would never get heard because it's on the local level, that sort of thing. Which people like yourself exposing it, and this show in particular is very, very good. I just hope you guys grow to become even more famous,
I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you so much. You got to be careful because this box is not that big. I don't want my head to grow outside the box. But we love what we do, and because we love who we are, we do what we're here to do. Last thing you want to do is be the fig tree that got cut down because you didn't have no figs. So with that being said, if you have the gift to do what you need to do for others, like we was talking earlier today, me and Mike, and I was telling Mike, if my gift is supposed to help you expose your gift, and I don't do what I'm supposed to do, what happens to your gift?
True. And it all, it's all part of the same. We're all at different
places. That's right.
On the same path of just bringing that positivity and that love and that spirit.
Yeah. Right. And that's what it's all about. Because when quarantine happened, this happened. And that's what it was all about. Because somewhere, and I'm talking to somebody out there on the chat, and I hope that you are able to pass this on. I understand these men have this talent and they share this talent with the people. However, there's a reason why they was given that talent to share with the people, because the people are in need of help, love, health, and care. And yes, that's what music does for people. So the next time you see an artist out here that's doing the best they can, love up on an artist that loved up on you enough to create these musical lullabies just for you out of love. Because they could have kept it to themselves, but they didn't. They decided to share it with you. So share the love back and tell them how much you appreciate the time that they put in for the love for you. And talking about appreciation of time, Ms. Johnson, Ms. Lewis Louise Johnson just walked in the house and she's waving hello to you guys.
Hello.
And Mr. Alfonso came through and wanted to say hello. And, you know, Swoop is y'all biggest fan. He's still up in the house with you guys. And he said he's going to make sure that he brings you guys a platter tomorrow.
Oh, right. Yeah. On time. Dig it.
We're going to make sure he has an individual platter for you guys. So be prepared to be ready to have a taste of delight.
Oh, no problem.
Everybody see you.
Oh, my goodness. I have another surprise for you. Didn't I tell you surprises were coming?
That's
and true. I'm even more surprised. Did I miss your birthday, Mr. Cox? Hello, Carl Cox. Carl Cox is just walking to the room. So, yes, Carl Cox. That's another bad man right there with the second pole. He don't play right. He don't play right. He don't play right. You know,
we love Carl. Carl's a bad man. But I was just listening to something else, a thing that Carl posted not too long ago. He was doing a jazz set. He was killing it.
Yes, he was in South. He had me turned out in the corner. I like, get it, Carl.
Yeah, but yeah, this is something he's doing. This is a straight ahead. This is a straight ahead thing.
Carl's smoking, man. Bunch of things. Yeah, it's funny. We did a gig in Chicago. Carl was part of the horn section, and it was well recorded.
Yes.
A couple years later, I'm listening to this live show we did, and I hear the sax player soloing. And I had to ask Mike. I said, "Who is? Pardon me." Who in the hell is that playing sax?
Yes!
I mean, in a good way, and it was Carl.
Yes! And you know, it's amazing because a lot of times we have no idea that we knew you guys and we've heard you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was formally introduced to Mr. Carl, he was playing for Mary Cross. Mm. And he was playing my favorite song, Promise.
Okay.
And so, look, that's all I want. I don't want you to do nothing else. Just promise that you love me. I'll take care of everything else. You ain't got to do nothing else. Just promise that you love me and I'll make sure. I took care of everything. You did understand. I just changed the way we said care. Cur.
I like that.
Carl Cox, yes, I love his elevation. I believe his elevation, and I'm glad I didn't miss your birthday yet. And it is the 20th, so do know I'm still watching. But yes, and then I also was formally introduced with him and didn't know when he did the song with Tim Hudson.
Mm-hmm. And Tim Hudson, that's my roommate, that's my man.
Get out of here.
That's my homie.
We find me in a crowded room. It's like, you know, you be walking. He's like a cat. He walks right up on you. Like, you're like, dude, where you come from?
But he carry a big stick, though. Yep.
Yes, he does.
So he carry a big stick.
And anytime you can summon and call for me, you must have a big stick.
Oh yeah.
He had his little gathering at South he was doing on Fridays.
Right.
And he summoned me. He said, "Tell Shauna to be here." I was like, "What? Yeah. Like, who does that?" He like Tim Hudson.
Yeah. The one and only.
But he's a good guy. Good guy. Love me some
sweetheart,
him.
Man. He's a sweetheart.
Yes. And we have some more people coming in. Mr. Ruby Miles is coming in saying hello.
Hey, Ruby, what's up?
So, yes, everyone knows. Somebody tell Joe. But nobody told Joe. I'm waiting for Joe to come through. I'm waiting for Joe.
Joe's everywhere.
Right.
So we also had Previous come through saying, wow.
Thank
so
you.
He's in the house. And yes, honey, we got some men's in the house. The men's are in the house. And they are some instrumentalists. They some bad instrumentalists. I'm just telling you. I keep telling you. They play some good morning like that. You know what I felt like? I felt like, so we all go back for a minute. Remember, let me see. Coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when they play the music? And you go, wake up, your highness.
Yeah. But you know what? You want to know something funny? The last Soul Train cruise I did on 2019.
I was supposed to have been on that.
And guess what? Guess who was singing? Regina Bell.
Shut up.
She was on it. She was on a trip. She was on a trip with us, y'all. So when we got off the island, I didn't even know she was on a trip. And we docked. I forgot where we docked. One of the islands that we docked at, and we got off, and here I'm walking like along the side of the dock, and on my right is people Bryson, mm-hmm. and on the left is Regina Bell, and it, so and they didn't even notice it, and so they turned around and saw each other, and they're like, "Oh, I didn't even know that was you." This is big, hug, and I'm in the middle hugging everybody. No one knows me, but I'm just hugging. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's just amazing. It's really amazing. And people, Bryson, my mother introduced me to him, cleaning the house. And her song was, I'm so into you. And I'm sitting here like, I'm so into you. How are you playing I'm so into you, cleaning the house? Like, oh. I'm like, let's play some BT Express. I need something to hype me up to sweep this floor. You're talking about, I'm so into you sweeping. What are you doing? Like, if the word was back then, I probably would say, you're doing too much, lady. You know?
People was
but I was introduced to People Pricing through my mom. Oh, and you can understand when we talked about, we go back to, we talk about the soul. It's like something that you told me stayed in my head all night long. You mean to tell me you lost sleep because of what I said?
Yeah.
What did I say? Let me say it again.
If you got to explain it to you, it ain't for you.
Yes. And then Regina Bell came out and said, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. I was like, honey, I'm done.
Oh, man. So
music messed me up.
Yeah.
Because I just knew that relationships were going to be exactly based off of music. So when I got the reality check on my head that they weren't musically inclined to, I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. I understand the OJ said your body was here with me, but your mind's on the other side of town. But dude, I need you to come back over here because I'm trying to sing the bar. I just talk about I like it. You know, like
I know the feeling, baby. I know.
So I was like, what happened? Where is the music? And then now I have these millennials, these kids of ours. And then you have the kids that's coming out talking about something. I need a quickie. I don't want nothing else. I'm like, wait, hold on. What?
That is so my child, man. She is so unimpressed. She is so unimpressed. I just had to laugh because I sit back and say, man, I feel so old. But you know, this shit,
she's so unimpressed
with my generation of music, man.
And it's funny because I was so glad that I did introduce my kids to my music. And the way I did the education, like we said about education, I did mine and I said, okay, you do yours. And I'm going to do mine. And then we're going to battle this thing out and see whose music is the best.
Right.
But not only did we battled each other with the music, but they were able to find out where the music came from.
And that's the thing. Because they don't realize that over half of what they're listening to has its roots in what we've been listening to.
Yes. Yes.
Well, here's the thing. My daughter just got her master's degree in music from Westchester.
Hey!
Matter of fact, I just posted a degree on Facebook yesterday because it just came in the mail. But that's okay. Not the point. The point is that even with her understanding of music on a higher level, she's still unimpressed.
That's funny. That's really funny.
It's just a general thing. I just accepted it.
Yeah, but you know what? Don't give up on her. She's going to have an aha moment. I promise you. And I think the aha moment came when, I don't know, some of you may be familiar with Hezekiah. They call him Hez.
Yeah.
We were doing a musical tribute. Mm-hmm. And Lynn Fermont, she had a song called Baby, I'm Just Trying to Tell You Something. But the beginning of her song was at the beginning of the song that we did with, Q-Tip? And then it was somebody else that did it. KRS-One did it. And I was like, wait a minute, I know the beat of this song. And majority of the songs were sampled from some of the earlier music that we've had in the 70s and the 80s. And some of them, I was like, wait a minute, let me go back a little further and pick up some of this music.
You know, but I'm going to flip this because, you know, I agree with everything we're saying here. But at the same time, I've really been inspired from some of the younger artists out there because there's a whole different energy. They're schooled. They may not realize that they're schooled in what we've come up with.
Right.
Everything. But they're doing something different with it. And I like trying to tap into some of that at the same time. So,
yeah. Well, Let me just say one thing.
It hasn't changed. There's a scene in a movie called Mr. Holland's Opus where the kids in the 60s love the Rolling Stones. So the teacher shows them, and the one song that they love was called Hold On Sloopy or something. We've all heard it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. And it turned out that was the derivative of a classical tune. And I think it was, I don't remember who exactly it was, maybe Beethoven. It was a derivative out of one of his symphonies, and it was the exact same chord structure, rhythmic pattern, which created the Rolling Stones. So these kids now, the only reason they're going to sampling, and sampling has been developed, it's really a great thing that has come out of a bad thing. They took music out of schools. The kids had to make some music. So back in the breakdance days, they started piecing together stuff that we played on. Okay. Now they're familiar with that. Biggie is M2ME, and you know, and then they hear the original. Now they're set up to really appreciate what mom and dad listen to.
Yes.
Take a piece of it. And so it goes on and on and on. The whole evolution is based on what happened prior. Our whole future is based on our history in many aspects, not just music.
And you know, and to piggyback off of what you're saying too, which is 100% true, I don't want to send out the message that R&B is in a stagnant place, or that pop music is in a stagnant place, because it's not at all. I mean, but it's the music that we are exposed to. That was the whole point of me saying about industry and about business people getting involved, is what we're exposed to. I mean, how many artists have you spoken to? And each one of these artists, including the hip hop artists and even ones that they even have labeled as negative, hip hop artists having a negative effect on the listeners. Even most of them have recorded and have a lot of songs, positive songs and positive nature in the can, but it's big business that will not allow a lot of this music to be a lot of this genius to be heard.
But none of
it really is a genius.
None of that's changed. Gil Scott Heron, you know, did controversial songs, Sly. That one song, Don't Call Me Nigga Whitey, you know, that was controversial, just like they're controversing the new music. You've got many political revolutionary musicians in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It was the same thing. I remember a song called Do the Funky Broadway came out. My parents had a fit because of the word funky. Okay. It just gets a little more intense. But again, it just keeps rolling. It's a movie that repeats itself with a different backdrop.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's true. I agree with that. And just to let you know, Andrea Jackson is in the house. That's me, Mommy.
Andrea, what's up?
And she's in the house, and she's stating that Tim Hudson is saying hello.
Yo, Timmy!
She's coming from a feed where she is. Thank you so much, Mother, for feeding there. And she also says that Cheryl Hazard says hello as well.
Hazard, that was my music teacher, man. Yeah.
Wow, you see that?
Absolutely, man. Miss Hazard, and Mrs. Soprani. Miss Hazard was the department head. Mrs. Soprani was the instrumental music teacher, and Miss Hazard ran the music department at Turner Middle School. So yes, she was definitely, yeah, I studied under her.
You know, that is a beautiful thing when you can look back at your teachers and teachers. It's a beautiful thing when you can look back and see your students.
Hey, listen, it keeps you on your toes. I tell you that.
Because if ain't nobody going to tell you, they're going to be like, you still dragging that left foot, aren't you?
You know, it keeps you right on your toes. Yeah. You see her out in the audience as I straighten up and I play right, you know?
And it goes to show you that you were listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's also always an award for a student and teacher. And to know that you can still have that relationship after you've left the area of teaching. That's the most beautiful relationship you can ever conquer.
Yeah.
It's funny. I still remember my kindergarten teacher, and one of my clients called the other day, and I was like, wait a minute. Would you happen to be a teacher back in Philly? And she was like, no. I said, oh, well, I know some of your people that got your last name. And that's not a common last name. Uh-huh. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And I remember my best teacher of them all was my third grade teacher. And her name was Mrs. Bland. And the reason why she was the best teacher, because she took us to go see The Wiz in the movie theater. Uh-huh. And she fought for us to go there because she felt it was something that we needed to see. Experience, and it was from a teachable sense, it not really entertaining purposes.
The Wiz was great. I saw it on. I remember we had a class trip, and we saw it on Broadway.
Okay.
Yeah, Stephanie Williams was singing. She was like what, 12 or 13 at the time.
Oh my God! Did she not rip it, or did she not rip it with home? Oh my goodness!
As a 12 or 13 year old girl, like she would come out and just like and. Just blew everybody away.
My wife actually won that part over Stephanie before because of my wife's commitments. My wife is Kathy Sledge from Sister Sledge.
Oh.
At the door. No, she not. No, she not. No, she not. Wait a minute. Are you talking about my favorite sister?
Family. Actually got the part. But I think she was on the road or something. And didn't do it. So
wow.
Yeah.
See?
Wow.
What are you talking about? You just never know who know who and what connections are where.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Look, guys.
We all know that.
Our time is cutting it really close. It's like we're like so over. But that's what happens when you have a good time and when you're in good company and good music. But I would not be doing our audience a fair chance if I did not at least give them a taste of your inspiration. So I must do that. Wow. And I must play your song. I have to. If I don't, I wouldn't be doing my job if I did.
Okay, all right.
So if y'all have a moment, y'all still got a moment?
Yes, you do.
We good? Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the song that was inspired by the park.
Right.
It wasn't because we did it in the park after dark.
That's right.
So I remember, I didn't say that. I said that. I just said. And if you needed to know what I meant by that, you can always go back and binge. Make sure that you're listening to Spotify and Apple. And you can also find us on iHeart. You can find us on all musical platforms. You may say, my sister, that's doing a lot. Why are you doing all that? Why? Because where we are, they are. And where they are, you can find them, download and stream them, and show them just how much you appreciate the time they put in the lab. So now we're going to hear what happened in the lab. It's called High Low. Let's see if it's going to play for me. It should. Let's see.
It will.
Yeah, here we go. And the drum rolls, please. Mm-hmm. So here we go with High Low. Mm-hmm. Y'all to go tomorrow to Jazz on the Pike and hear them play it live. How about y'all do that? That's what I need y'all to do.
You will hear it live.
That's it.
Yes. Don't forget to hear High and Low. But you know what? Was it me or did that one part when they said that little long drive, did you feel yourself turning the wheel for a minute and leaning and then coming back around? I did.
And just let your body just lay back on it and just lean right into that turn, you know, lean right on back into the
other. Yes!
Of course. That's the drive. That's
but
the
don't
drive.
Lean out the screen. The you don't lean out the screen. Don't go out the box. You just, don't lean out the box.
That's the beauty of the drive. See, I almost went out the line.
Right, right.
You look like, at you, look at you. No. Don't cross the yellow lines. Don't cross the yellow lines.
Went out and hit another car.
Yes, and if anybody knows anything about Philadelphia, you know, do not cross them yellow.
That's right. Might be the last thing you ever cross.
Honey, I'm trying to tell you, don't cross the lines. Oh, so Mr. Swoop, he said that he is a fan now. He's a fan now. So listen, while everybody is getting their information to what's going through, can you please let everybody know, how can they find you?
Find our music on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, all the major streaming. We actually have the physical CD coming out soon, so we'll have that available. Go follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where we keep in updates for all of what we are doing. And you will find us tomorrow at Illusions Jazz on the Pike in Clifton Heights.
All right. Well, y'all heard it first. So listen, normally what we do is we ask if it was anything that you would like to tell somebody, anybody, anybody of music, anything of inspiration. I'm going to give you this moment to speak to your audience and speak to somebody who may want to do what you do or thinking maybe they can't do what you want to do. Leave them with something. What would you leave them with?
You know, stick to your dreams. You know, the old adage, stick to your dreams, never give up, never quit. And if I have anybody to thank, I would have to thank all of my teachers, from Mr. Allen, Mr. George Allen, of the Overbrook music program and music department head. He put a lot of musicians through college and turned a lot of amateur musicians into professional musicians. Mr. Lovett Hines of the Clef Club, he's another one of my favorite people and favorite sax teachers and like a second father to me in many ways. And Mr. Glenn Stanford, you can never forget him. And Mr. Soprani, you can never forget him. And of course, Miss Hazard.
and I would say just do it. Take action and do it from the heart.
I would say make sure you understand it is from your heart. And if it is true passion, that you pursue it and to always practice kindness.
Mm. Oh, and one of my other teachers, I can't forget, Mr. Larry McKenna.
Oh, yes, Larry.
Larry taught everybody in the city. You can't forget him.
I'm trying to tell you something. Like they always say, and they say it in church too, when you start calling people, so make sure if they didn't call you, know that you are on their hearts. Don't charge it to the head. Don't charge them at all. Mm. Just do know that they love you and they remember you. They do. Listen, we be right back, y'all, and then we gonna say our final goodbyes. I'm just at awe. I love these guys. You know, when you know the inspiration behind it, it gives you the aha moment to say, now I understand why I enjoy them, because we all beat from the same drum.
Yep.
So we be right back, y'all. We be right back. And then we're going to make our shout outs and go in and travel through these doors. Again, we are on with the men's, y'all. Somebody tell Joe. And it's okay they didn't tell Joe. They made sure they represented Joe tonight. So we be right back, y'all. We be right back.
All right.
If you want to create a drop, release your new song with a pop, do you need an exciting intro for your video, promote your business, products, or shows, contact us for customized digital video packages. For more details, email us at tkbsds.org@gmail.com. West Baltimore Pike, Clifton Heights, PA 19018. Reservations are recommended. Hosted by Andrea M. Jackson. So don't forget, guys, tomorrow on Jazz on the Pike, somebody tell Joe, including Joe, will be in the house. So you make sure that you show up. There are two shows and it is a $15 cover charge. Make sure that you go in, and if you can, do the reservation. If not, just make sure you're going to be in for a treat. For sure, because they're going to kick in the door with Daddy's Home. Guarantee, and then they're gonna take you home with a little high low and let you maybe just visit, I don't know, the park one day and just say hello to nature, and then you'll really understand why somebody had to tell Joe. And I'm glad you guys were the ones to tell him. So at today, we're gonna say that Joe was Josephine and Joe was Joe, the guy that you had to tell that you guys existed and what you guys are doing. So is there anything else you want to tell your audience, or you want to shout out at this time? We turn the mic back over to you.
I just want to say thank you, Shauna. Mm-hmm. We love you, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to be seen and for people to have a intimate conversation with us to see what somebody tell Joe was all about.
Agreed. Thank you so much, Shauna. And we look forward to seeing you, many people, tomorrow night.
Ditto.
Did he really go ghost on me?
It happens all
really
time.
I'm waiting for the song to come out now. Oh, my.
He's talking about it, ditto.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Well, yes, listen, the pleasure is mine. I'm just glad that you entrusted me with your story to tell it. And I really appreciate you taking out the special time to come out and meet with your audience and meet with me and just tell us about why you exist, who you are, and just be excited about what's to come. Because we know more is coming, and we just can't wait to see what's next, because we know you're going to come with surprises for 2022, and we're just excited about what you're about to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
So I guess that brings us to the end of our experience, ladies and gentlemen. We got somebody tell Joe, and boy, I told you, I promised you, they had something to tell you. And if you didn't get the history lesson, And if you didn't get the love factor, you can always go back and check us out. You can come right back here. You can like and follow our page, the No BS Duo Show, or you can go to our .com and see the full episode. Or if you're at the gym, if you're walking, if you're riding on the park and you want to have a park experience while we talk about the park experience, you can go and find us on TKBDS Productions on Spotify, Apple, and you can also find us on iHeart. And stay tuned. We're going to be popping up on some more places soon. And we will be in the house tomorrow with Somebody Tell Joe. And Somebody Tell Swoop, he better make sure he got some plates to go, okay?
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for stopping by. Remember, Sister Chat is always on 7 o'clock every Wednesday. And you can find us right here because we say it's not that you couldn't wear your crown. Mm-mm. You can wear your crown. You may fall, it may flumble, you may wear it to the side. It's not that you can't wear it. So if it falls off, pick it up, brush it off. We're just saying you might just have to adjust it just a little bit and look at it from a different perspective, and you might be surprised. You may like it the way it fits now. So we gotta go. We see y'all later. All right. Thank you again. Right. Is somebody else saying Paris says, thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
And I believe Mr. John Crawley said, good night.
Good night.
All right.
And Mr. also said, thank you for coming. And guess what? We thank you guys for coming because we can't be here if it wasn't for you tuning in. So tomorrow night we have on the .com and everywhere else, Turn Up the Praise Thursday with Vow, where we also get our praise on. We don't just praise on Sunday. We praise on Thursdays too. So we make sure we hit every genre of everything. So again, thank you for coming through. Stay safe. Do whatever you have to do to stay clear and stay careful. And until next time, we'll see you. Good night for now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right.